Hello and welcome to the Stress Bay podcast, issue number 1 for 18 February 2010. I'm recording this in hotel room in the friendly cathedral city of Münster, Westphalia, where I am currently teaching a class on encryption and web server security on a brand new little digital recorder that I gave to myself as an early birthday present. This is really a test balloon, and I have no idea whether I'll be able to keep this up on a regular basis, but anyway, I think it's worth trying. It seems hard to believe that nearly 17 years ago, in 1993, the Stress Bay mailing list got started, and maybe even harder to believe that it is still around and going strong today. Once more, we're trying something new. As far as I'm aware, the Stress Bay podcast is the first podcast to do with Scottish country dancing, and I sure hope that we'll not be running out of subjects anytime soon. First off, Stress Bay site news. There isn't really that much to report. There are lots of ideas floating around for new features, but there seems much too little time to implement any of them. Especially now, when I'm fooling around with podcasting instead. By the time you're listening to this, however, the Stress Bay site will at least have sprouted the ability of publishing RSS feeds with enclosures, because this is what it takes to be able to publish podcasts. This is probably as good a time as any to advertise my SCD-oriented blog, which you can find on http://my.strathspey.org/anselm/blog, and which you can also subscribe to using RSS. I'm using this mostly to publish news to do with my teaching in the Frankfurt SCD Club, as well as opinionated screeds that don't really seem to fit on the Stress Bay list. Finally, a part of the Stress Bay site that does see some innovation every now and then is the dance database, originally pioneered by Alan Patterson of Bern, Switzerland, but now in the hands of myself and a bunch of dedicated volunteers. You may have noticed that there has been an influx of entries for recently published CDs, which is a good thing as the backlog there had become a big liability in various respects. As of now, the database contains details of 663 Scottish dance albums. That includes CDs as well as long-playing records and music cassettes, which together hold 7,602 individual recordings, although there may be some duplication there. I am very grateful to all the volunteers who contributed their time to enter the particulars of all the new CDs. Lydia Hedge, who is in charge of Tag Sound, contributed a large number of scans of album covers, many of which have been added to the database and are displayed along with the data for the corresponding album. Finally, we have obtained permission from Charles Upton of Minicrib fame to publish his cribs along with Eric Ferguson's on the dance pages. I'm working on an automated procedure that will read Charles's mega word processor file, chop it into dance-sized pieces, and massage the actual cribs so they can go into the database. But the main thing holding this up is actually matching cribs to dances. There are now just over 13,500 dances in the database, but even so, there are dances in Charles's crib collection that do not seem to appear in the database. Things are further complicated by dances sharing titles, by variant spellings of titles, etc. So right now the import does require a lot of manual fixing up. If anybody would like to assist with this, I am sure that this would be widely appreciated by the community of dance database users, so do get in touch. Work is also continuing apace on a facility to add new publications, that is books of dances and/or music, to the database. This will hopefully be available in prototypical form soon. Many people have contributed comments and corrections to the database, which I appreciate very much, especially when it comes to errors such as mistakes in cribs, which I collect and forward to Eric Ferguson, misattributed tunes and other issues. So please keep these coming, every little thing helps. It is also interesting to note that the comment forms in the database do seem to attract what is usually referred to as comment spam, namely messages that do not contain any meaningful commentary, but instead link to various websites of presumably unsavory content in order to make these sites appear more important to search engines such as Google. This of course only makes sense if the comments in question actually get published on the web for the search engines to see, but as that does not so far happen with the database comments, this is an exercise in futility. Next is Traspay mailing list. The week from 8 February saw some interesting announcements, for example Jerry Reinstein's pointer to the videos from the SCD Kaleidoscope conference, which took place last July near Geneva. These cover most sessions from the conference and were recorded and graciously contributed by Helen and Malcolm Brown. They are now available from the conference website at http://scdkaleidoscope1.strathspey.org/videos, and from what I can see, they do seem to attract somewhat of an audience. Some people apparently experienced problems watching these videos, but from the reports I have seen, this is mostly to do with older versions of Internet Explorer and the Adobe Flash plugin. I should like to point out that if you have not yet installed the freely available Firefox browser, then this would be a great opportunity to do that if it is at all feasible for you. Gabrielle Funhoff announced that the Unit 2/3 class she attended last summer in St. Andrews, which was tutored by Marilyn Watson, devised a dance to commemorate their class pianist Jim Laird's 60th birthday. This dance is available from 8x32, which is Lara Friedman Shedloff's new dance blog, at http://blog.lib.umn.edu/ldfs/8x32/. Marie Dizevich, and I don't know whether I'm pronouncing this correctly, called our attention to a site called the Scottish Country Dancing Dictionary, which appears to be a very comprehensive collection of descriptions of SCD steps, formations and other assorted knowledge. This seems well worth visiting, and it can be found at http://www.scottish-country-dancing-dictionary.com. Linda Lewis Lieberman announced the 19th annual Evening of Scottish Country Dancing in celebration of Spring Weekend. What a mouthful! This includes a concert, music workshop and ball, and the musicians are Susie Petrov, who is well known to the readers of the Traspay list on piano and accordion, although presumably not at the same time, and Callum Pasqua on fiddle. The rest of the mailing list traffic seemed to be mostly requests for dance instructions, all of which appear to have been dealt with very quickly and efficiently by the usual suspects. At this point, it is probably just as well to remember that many dance books are sold for charity, or in any case the money to print them is advanced by their authors and must be recovered in the long run. So until the internet replaces printed books as the predominant medium for publishing dances, it would be great if people every so often actually bought a book of dances on paper, as a matter of general principle, instead of having dances for these books sent to them piecemeal by eager Traspay subscribers as the need arises. On the other hand, sometimes you need a description of a dance in a hurry, and there is nothing wrong with asking for it on Traspay, where you will very rarely be disappointed. You can revisit recent traffic on the Traspay mailing list by going to the main page of the Traspay server and selecting the List Archive link from the left-hand column. Next section, Featured CD. I shall use this to call attention to interesting CD releases and to showcase some of the music on those CDs. We're going to start this off with a recent favorite of mine from California, namely Reel of Seven's live album Dance for Joy. This was recorded in November 2008 at the Asiloma Conference Center, where the San Francisco branch of the RSCDS holds its annual weekend, and contains 13 tracks, 12 Scottish country dances and a waltz, which certainly do the album title justice. At least the Frankfurt group and myself have found the music a joy to dance to. The sheer energy of the 8-piece band is something rarely found on other recordings. By way of example, here's a piece of J.B. Mill. Reel of Seven is led by pianist Andy Imbri, who is well known for his other CDs and live appearances, and includes fiddlers Debbie Brenton Grosjean, Janet Koenig, Patti Van Winkle and Susan Warland, cellist Renata Bratt, percussionist Gary Campus and Shelley Phillips on various wind instruments, including the oboe and flute. Again, apologies for mispronouncing all of those names. One noticeable difference from the usual lineup of SCD bands is the introduction of a full drum kit rather than the usual snare drum and hi-hat, which may or may not suit the more traditionally minded listener. But as far as I am concerned, it is certainly used to great effect. Here's some more J.B. Milne. The eclectic mix of instruments also allows the band to explore various combinations of sounds, like an 18th century style winds and strings ensemble, for a dance which has become a firm favorite here on the German circuit, a Siluma Romantic. The selection of dances on the album covers a mix of traditional and modern dances published by the RSCDS, like the Strathspey Taloch Gorm, the Music Makers, the Hamilton Rand, or the Reel of the Royal Scots, as well as popular non-RSCDS dances like J.B. Milne, MacDonald of the Isles, or the White Heather Jig. It also includes music for three dances devised by local dancers, the instructions for which are available from the San Francisco branch website. I think this CD will particularly appeal to younger dancers, and it is well worth getting. You can find out more from the band's website at http://www.reelof7.com. And here's some more music from the CD. We're getting close to the end of this podcast, but before I sign off, here's a little game for you to try. I'll be playing a snippet from a Scottish country dance recording, and you get to figure out the name of the band who is playing. You don't need to name the tune or the dance, the band will be quite enough. Feel free to mail the answer to podcast@strathspey.org, and the first person to submit the correct name will be mentioned with admiration on the next issue of this podcast. Remember, send just the name of the band to podcast@strathspey.org. Well, if you know the name of the dance, then send that too, but you don't have to. So, this is it for this week. I hope to be back soon with more interesting material from the SCD community, maybe an interview or two if I can find somebody who can be cajoled into going on the air with me. Suggestions for topics are always gratefully accepted. Be sure to tune in the next time for the next issue of the Strathspey podcast, and in the meantime, let me know what you liked or didn't like, so I can make it better. Send any comments, preferably unconditional praise or else constructive criticism, to podcast@strathspey.org and see http://www.strathspey.org/podcast for notes on this show or to download copies of the audio. The Stress Bay podcast is copyright 2010 by Anselm Lingnau and is released under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike Germany 3.0 license. For more information, see www.strassbay.org/podcast or send email to podcast@strassbay.org.